Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. How are we all doing? So I've got another episode of Tips for Truthers for you guys here today. What am I on? Tip number three? I don't know. I'm not really keeping count this time. I did put a number to each one originally in like the first 20 tips that I gave. But now I'm just going to do it freewheeling as just standalone tips. We're not going to number them because there's no level of importance to any of these tips. Not one is more important than the other. And like I said, always disclaiming, these are my opinions based on my own experience through over a decade of being in the truth, the world of dealing with people and how to tell them the truth. These are not gospel, take them or else type of situation, facts or truths in any way, shape or form. These are opinion pieces. But take it for what you will. You know, like I said, I'm just sharing with you some things I have learnt. And I'm not saying I have it all figured out myself or I'm perfect. I often still fall into the same traps and pitfalls myself. And even though I'm giving you this advice, I'm not saying that I 100% perfectly follow it all the time either. I'm a human being. My emotions get the better of me sometimes as well, you know. But still, in the ideal perfect world, I suppose all of these tips would be perfectly followed immediately by somebody who's just discovered truth for the first time, and they wouldn't have the heartbreaking issues we often come across when trying to tell our loved ones the truth. So today's tip is a tough one to kind of convey to people, to you guys, and I'm not saying this because I have low expectations of your abilities to understand things. I respect my audience, and I know I have a very intelligent audience who can understand nuance and hyperbole quite well. But this one, I don't want you to misinterpret what I'm trying to say at all, so I'm going to make it clear. So this was originally named Don't Bother Your Grandma With This Stuff. That was the original tip. And I think people didn't really understand what I was trying to say. It's like they took that and ran with it very literally, as though I'm saying, don't tell anybody about this stuff. Don't tell your loved ones about these things. Implying that I'm trying to say, let people be damned in some horrible fashion. Like, obviously the reaction is, no, I'm going to tell anybody and everybody all the time. It doesn't matter how old they are. And it's like, no, you're not understanding the subtle nuance here. I don't literally mean don't tell your grandma, no matter who you are, never tell grandma about this, full stop. You know? That's not what I'm saying. The idea is you need to learn how to pick your battles. Okay, that's what this tip is. This tip is pick your battles carefully and wisely. Timing is everything, okay? And what I mean by don't tell grandma these things is that there are some people in this world, and this kind of should go without saying type of stuff, but I think some people may not realize this sometimes, but there are some people who exist on the earth with us who really don't have the mental or physical capacity to understand this stuff. Okay, we do have people who, you know, low IQ, whether that just be through poor education is one thing. Maybe they have more of a reasoning ability than others, you know, to grasp these things. But there are some people who are quite literally mentally incapable due to no fault of their own whatsoever, you know. And do they need to necessarily know about this stuff? Do they really need to be told about the complete and utter corruption and evil control of the satanic agenda in this reality and life? Probably not. Is their life not already hard enough with their own struggles? Now, in terms of bringing salvation of Jesus Christ and God, yeah, absolutely. That goes without saying anyway. But we're not talking about the basic truth of get to know Jesus and be saved. Tell anybody and everybody that at all times, no matter who they are or what age they are, absolutely. But when you're talking about, you know, symbols are everywhere, all the media is controlled, all the money's controlled, the medical industry's trying to kill us, you know, the Satanists pretty much rule the world, the secret societies with horrible agendas to depopulate us, and have you seen those things in the sky lately, and all that kind of stuff, you know. There are just some people, you kind of need to realise this, you know, that literally just... them knowing this will make no difference to the grand scheme of things or their own lives in any positive way. It's not always necessary. So there's that level of what I'm trying to say here. That, yes, there are quite literally people who you just shouldn't be saying these things to. Okay, you're not going to help them. Like, it's not helpful. And understand that. That's one way of picking your battles. It's also... when I say don't tell you bother your grandma with this type of stuff, the original thing, it's more like if you've got like a grandparent who's like, and I don't mean, I'm serious because I've experienced this myself, it's kind of, if they're going through something like Alzheimer's, okay, and the memory isn't there, and they're not quite with reality anymore, very old, very late in their life, they're feeble, they're in pain most often than not, and you're there by their bedside, and you kind of keep up to and say, yeah, you know, that's cool and all, but did you know that jet fuel can't melt steel beams? It's kind of, do they really need to know that at that point in their life? Do you really need to tell them while they're at that end stage portion of their reality and existence about the overarching controlling factors that are soul-crushing and paradigm-shifting and destroying? Are they really at a stage in their life now where they need to hear all that stuff? Really? Or can you just not let them live out the rest of their days in peace? And of course, while they're in that state, preach the gospel to them and make sure their salvation's covered. You can always do that as well, you know. But do they really need to know the rest of the stuff? I mean, sincerely ask yourself that question. Do they need to know now at that point in their life? Probably not. And it comes down to pick your battles, okay? There's certainly an age bracket here we should be working within. Okay, maybe early teens, late teens is a good starting point for this kind of thing, but let kids be kids, okay? Just let them have it. Let them explore. Let them be full of love and innocence for as long as we can. Let them explore the world with optimism and bring that light into the world. Don't crush that light at an extremely early age by explaining to them how terrible everything actually is and how awful people are and how everyone's out to get us. Let's not explain that to a child, maybe. Okay, that's another example of really picking your battles here. It's kind of, there's certainly, like I said, there's certainly an age bracket or range we should be working within as truthers, or who we should appropriately be telling these things to. And it's working age, isn't it? You know? And like I said, those people who have got so old to the point where they're losing themselves, they probably, if they never knew in their lifetime, there's no point telling them now. Just get salvation covered instead. The basics, the very, very, very basics, you know. Don't start reeling off the bloodlines and the rest of it, you know, and going into the Nephilim and all that kind of thing and the demonic warfare. And is it necessary at that point? And that's kind of what I meant by that tip. But like I said, I think broader, getting away from just, you don't need to tell grandma about this type of thing, you know. I think there's also just the choose your battles angle of this tip. It can kind of apply to many other situations. It's mainly a don't cast your pearls before swine situation, isn't it? You know, there are some people as well who are really, really, really just not interested in knowing, even though they're of a perfectly mental capacity and age and ability to understand and grasp these things. They just don't want to know. So I kind of covered this in the last one. And the last tip was about kind of accepting that reality, that some people are just not going to want to know until they choose to want to know. But this tip is basically accepting it and what to do next. Move on. Okay, pick your battles. Go find somebody who is open, who is seeking, who does want answers. And then talk and share with them and build a community with those people instead. Some battles are just not worth it. There's a time and place. Say you get stuck in an elevator with somebody. Probably don't start that kind of conversation then. You know what I mean? Because you're stuck with them. And if they get offended, you can't leave. Don't do it when you're trapped in a place for a certain amount of time. And, you know, it's kind of, there's a time and there's a place for everything in this type of world, especially when it comes to telling the truth. Be weary of that, because we're excitable people. No, the truth of types. We want to tell everybody everything all the time. And you'll appreciate this. Small talk is just not our forte. We're so far beyond small talk in our minds that we're just not capable of it anymore. It's kind of, we do not want to have small talk with people. Every conversation we have, we want to be going deep into the rabbit hole. We want it to be a philosophical endeavor of discovery every time with every conversation we have with somebody, because we just don't have the patience anymore to talk about the weather or sports ball or whatever, you know, whatever nonsense it is, you know. We're just not there, okay? We just can't do it. We can't do it anymore. It's like, that which has been seen cannot be unseen, okay? So we're off, which is why I'm saying we often make that mistake of, when we're next to the deathbed of one of our loved ones, that we struggle to keep it on topic, and we're still going to try and say stuff, you know, because it's kind of like our filter's damaged in a way, because we're in the world, or we're certainly not of the world anymore. So it's kind of, we don't want to talk about worldly things or keep it boring and mundane. And we just struggle with that. And I'm speaking for myself personally here, and I'm sure many people can relate to what I just said there. So yeah, it's kind of, pick and choose your battles. Because I also imagine it like this, you know, like, we don't want to be like the atheists out there, you know, who just want to put everybody down all the time, no matter what, when they get religious a little bit. It's kind of like, I remember seeing this meme ages ago. Maybe I can find the image somewhere. I don't know. I'll put it up before I put this video up. But I think it was something like, grandma says, oh, you know, granddad's in heaven now, you know, about the husband who's just died or something like that, you know, and they say to themselves, he's in heaven now, he's at peace, he's with the Lord, everything's good. And then there's like an atheist in the background with his fedora cap tipped down, pushing his glasses up with Richard Dawkins in his hand, you know, ready to absolutely verbally smack down grandma with the truth that God isn't real and heaven's not real and the dead is just dead, you know. It's kind of, as ridiculous as that is, as untrue as all that nonsense is, obviously, that's what they do, isn't it? You know, if someone says something and you just want to say, nope, you're wrong, this is the truth, you know, and we don't want to be like the atheists about this. We want to be more delicate and sensitive than that, you know. We don't want to just ruin grandma's thing that's keeping her happy and peaceful at this moment of emotional extreme turmoil that's going on in their life. And I kind of have a story about this as well. A personal story, which I kind of remembered from my early zealous days of being a truther, you know. And I have a friend, you know, and he was visiting. And I don't see him very often, so every time he sees me, I'm further down the rabbit hole and crazier than ever, you know. But in the early days, when he was still kind of knocking about more often than not, I would just talk for hours. And he'd sit there and have to just listen to me, you know what I mean? And it's because I couldn't stop talking. I just had to get it all out of my head, all these new things I was learning and reeling off about all the terrible things I'm noticing and how the reality really is and how the control system really works, all this type of thing. And he's just sat there listening to me. It's been going for like an hour, you know? And at one point, he literally snapped and burst at me and was like, can we please just stop talking about this? I just need to stop. I can't do it. I can't listen to this anymore. And it was because he was actually like terrified at the things I was telling him. Like he really wasn't there. He wasn't ready to hear that kind of stuff. And it's not because he's not a smart guy or he doesn't understand how these things could be or the situation. But it's because in his own personal life, he had just tried to attempt suicide like a month earlier. He was extremely depressed. Like he had some serious like emotional turmoil going on in his mind. And I was kind of there through it, and I'd already pulled him back from that brink in other ways, you know, and I kind of forgot myself in a sense, and I realized, yeah, he shouldn't be listening to this type of stuff right now. He needs to work on other things. He needs to get his mind right. He needs to, and what I, you know, he needs to get balanced and get happy again in a way, and kind of realize existence is worth living in a sense for himself, and, you know, and obviously working his relationship with God and the rest of it, even though that he was never a religious person. And me just sat there while after that event was highly like just dumb. It was a dumb thing for me to do, to start saying all these things and spewing my thoughts about the horrible control systems that surround us, while this guy is already going through an extremely difficult time where he's trying to see purpose in existence. Like, that was not me picking the time or place wisely. That was a bad time to say that stuff. And his immediate emotional reaction, you know, it clicked instantly, and I was like, oh, what have I done? Like, why did I do that? I should have been smarter, you know. So this is the thing as well, these tips I have, I've learned the hard way. Okay, I'm not saying I only have these tips for you guys because I made the horrible mistakes, you know, and I took notes. I took note, you know. I've even had my parents scream at me something similar. It's like, oh, well, why do I need to know this stuff? You know, my life's already hard enough when I've got to deal with this, I've got to deal with that, and this is going on right now. I don't need you telling me this as well. I'm sure you've all heard that, you know, from loved ones and friends. And it's kind of, I've had all those moments, and it's kind of come away from it realizing, okay, you know, not everybody needs to hear this stuff necessarily at the time you think they do. There's a time and place to say these things. And you need to start being more consciously aware of where people are before you open your mouth. You need to be more consciously aware and ask yourself before you speak, does this person need to know this right now? Is this the time or place? So there you go. There's another tip for you guys. Take it or leave it. Do what you want with it. This is just a bit of advice, especially for the new people out there who may have just woken up. I get a comment all the time. It's like, Paul, this advice is like 20 years too late. I've already made all the mistakes and done everything wrong and everything's terrible. Why couldn't I have discovered this 5 years ago or something like that, you know? And yeah, I'm there. I'm there with you guys. I completely understand. I'm with you on that. I wish I knew all this stuff when I first started like 14 years ago too. So hopefully these tips will reach people before they've done too much damage. And maybe they can pull some relationships back a bit more and mend some broken bridges before they're completely charred to a crisp. I hope so. If not, you know, so be it. You've still got us. We're still here to listen to you. We've still got our community. So, yeah, there we go, guys. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.